Oh, it is the heat is on. I thought it was the beat is on.
Why would you think that?
No, dude. The heat is on.
The heat is on.
Da-na-na-na-na.
The beat is on. I don't know.
Hot, hot, hot.
Because it's like an upbeat song. The beat is on. It's on beat.
Yeah, yes. It's a dope beat, but the song is about heat.
Yeah.
Mike, this is the second time someone we know very well has been confused about something.
Yes.
Recently.
What's the other one?
My brother... He thought that Disney World and Disneyland were just like things people said about the same place.
Yeah, that they were the same.
Interchangeable synonyms for the same area.
Oh,
but not
two different
places,
yeah, though.
Yeah. And so we were like one in Orlando and one in L.A.
Yeah.
And then we like talked through it. And honestly, it's kind of difficult to convince someone of that.
Yeah, he right. wasn't having it really.
Because he's like, what do you mean? Like, why would... And it's fair. It's a fair like response. So... Josh, instead of us trying to convince Brian that, like, you know, there is two of these places that do exist.
Yeah.
How would you tell someone about the existence of Disney World and Disneyland?
Do I have a budget?
No, you're talking
to someone.
Do you
need
someone.
A budget?
Yeah, what you
Well, I don't know. If I have a budget, then I can bring them to both of them.
Oh, well,
no,
I mean.
No, that, no, you can't bring them to both of them. Anybody can do that.
Okay.
And think about how big Disney's marketing budget is. It has somehow evaded Brian.
Okay. Can I use my phone as a prop? Not for the internet.
Yes, yes.
Sure.
Okay. So I would go into... Well, which one does he think exists? The one in Orlando or the one in L.A.?
L.A.
L.A. And again, that both of them technically, quote-unquote, you know, exist. But they
yes.
are the one in L.A.
Well, yeah, of course. But what I would do... is I have been to Disney World, and so I have some geotagged pictures there. So I would just go into my photo album and be like, see, the one in L.A. exists. Mm. You're right about that. I don't think it's L.A. I think it's like Anaheim or whatever near Orange County. Anyway, but I would be like, look, I was in Orlando, and I have these GPS tagged photos, and look, I was there.
He knows you can Photoshop.
Yeah, also, like, that looks just like Disneyland, you know?
True, true.
Okay, well, at least I'll take advantage of him then, and I'll say, want to make a bet.
Mm, he would probably want to. Yeah.
Nice.
Oh,
this is going
to
work.
So you play to someone's like gambling instincts when you try to convince them of something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if they call me out on lying to them, then I may as well take advantage.
Mm-hmm.
How much is this making us appreciate teachers?
I don't know. Teachers don't teach you anything about where Disney World is.
Some of them
That's
do.
That's true.
What?
Well,
what do you mean that's true?
My teachers, I didn't have a
I bet you
Disneyland
learned that in
class.
School. I actually had a Disneyland class. I took the history of television in college, and one of the first things, like, Disneyland came about, but this is so lame, because Walt Disney wanted to show off the park, but it also filled airtime for ABC.
Mm.
And so, like, that's how that whole thing happened. The building of Disneyland was, like, the first TV show.
Okay.
Interesting.
Well, I don't know if that's true in general because, you know, the silent stuff. But anyway, I guess I could... No, even if I brought that up, all I'm really proving is that the L.A. one happened. I need to really prove Florida.
Mm. Okay. Isn't that where the castle is?
Is
or
there
do
a
they
castle
both have castles?
Both?
I think there's a castle at both. I'm pretty sure.
Is it the same castle? Okay. If we could show two different castles, that's pretty convincing.
Yeah, what makes them different? Why are there two?
Because they're like trying to be a pretty similar experience.
Yeah.
And also, Mike, it's a business. Why are there
well,
two?
Well, okay, sure.
Hey, wait a minute. What about the sanctity of Disneyland?
What like differentiates them?
None of us know.
Yeah.
Maybe he's right.
Well, no, he's definitely not right because I know that like Tower of Terror closed in the California one.
There were two Towers of Terror?
I yes. don't like this. I think I'm on his side.
Is this how people become flat earthers?
No, I have watched like a 22-minute video about the Tower of Terror, like the technical aspects of how they put that ride together, and they
Wait,
made
what?
Some changes.
Why did you do that? I mean, I don't mind that. Like, I'm not even making fun of you at all. I obviously watched the most obscure shit of all time, but like, what did you learn?
Well, I learned a ton about all these safety measures that they have in place and like that it's not.
Wait. Sorry. I'm doing that thing where my ADD is like that. No, we need to stay on track.
Okay.
We still need to prove the Orlando Disney Disney World.
Anyway, they turned the California one into a Guardians of the Galaxy ride.
Okay.
So you're saying there's two similar rides and one of them is like differently themed, therefore yes. they must be two different parks. What right. I mean, my counter argument would pretty much be, how do I know they're not in the same park, right?
Well, then you just need to go to one of them. We can cut the budget for this travel.
I keep telling you there's no budget in a conversation.
I don't know. Like, there's no Epcot in California, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, that's a good point.
Is that a part of Disney World?
Only one Epcot.
Yeah.
I thought Epcot was a totally separate park.
That might be its own thing.
It is. Like, but it's all a part of Disney World. Like, the Disney World with the castle is the Magic Kingdom.
That's what makes it the world.
Yeah.
Okay. So we proved...
We did it.
Disney World's existence by talking about kind of like...
Epcot.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's right. It's,
yeah.
It's,
yeah.
Do you think he'll be impressed with Epcot?
No. I don't. I don't think this is going to be like an attractive sell. Mm. I think he would love to go.
Right. Needs more attraction.
You know, if there's a budget... I'm just saying, I think...
Well, have we sold Disney World well enough? So far, we've just said it's Disneyland with Epcot.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm feeling pretty selfless.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, I'm winning the bet that there are two of these locations.
Oh, yeah, I forgot True. You bet someone.
But I will use that money to take Brian to Disney World.
Okay, you'll both have a fun time.
That's his own money. Hello, you're listening to Instead Of, a hypothetical podcast with Josh Harrison, Mike Bogart, and me, Thapanjani.
Enjoy the episode.
Hey, you said my thing I always say.
You say that?
I'm the only one who says it, but it's good. Didn't it feel good?
Yeah, no, that was good. Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, natural. Enjoy the episode, everybody.
I get why you say that.
Josh, you want to try it out?
Enjoy the episode.
Yeah, see?
No, he faked it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not authentic.
He can't even wish people well. I keep picturing a doctor who, right before prescribing like any medication, always tells his patient, you know what you need? And I can't get that thought out of my head.
You know what you need?
And then he just says like the name of the drug.
Oxycodone.
Yeah. Paxil.
Ritalin.
Yeah. It's just like he hears all your problems, like their symptoms, and he goes, you know what you need. Like it's just the most colloquial way. But anyway, I just wanted to share that. I hope there's a doctor out there who is that relaxed about medicine.
Kyle, friend of the show, Kyle, have you ever done that?
Can he
hear?
Well, he can't hear us. I don't know why.
Oh, I'm like, oh my God, dude. Yeah,
are you at Kyle's house?
You might need to visit Kyle's doctor's office.
Yeah, that's not what I wanted to talk about, though. I wanted to talk about something that makes doctors mad.
What's that?
Candy.
Ooh, candy. I didn't get to guess. But do you mean one out of five doctors mad, or this makes four out of
this
five?
This is probably four
mad.
Out of five. Like, candy is pretty universally accepted as, like, terrible for you, even though...
But there's that one rogue candy doctor.
Dr. Sweet Tooth.
Yeah.
Oh.
Dr. Feelgood.
That seems more than candy.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Lots of things can make you feel good. Anyway, go on.
Anyway... A lot of people have these ideas for, like, get-rich-quick schemes, and we've had a handful of those on this show, too.
Yeah.
Our fair share.
Did any of them work? Are we rich?
No. No, we are not.
We're getting there, though.
Working on it, penny by penny.
Entrepreneurs.
Seems pretty slow, but that's fine.
But sometimes slow and steady is the way to win the race. And so with Halloween right around the corner but way off in the distance, I figured, let's invent a candy. That's going to sell like hotcakes.
Yeah, we're going to need time to get this thing to production.
January
is the time, though.
Yeah.
We're thinking Halloween already.
We're thinking ahead.
We're putting a bun in the oven, and it takes a good old 9 to 10 months to cook, and it'll come out, and it'll be the hottest selling candy.
It's not going to be a baby, though.
No, Mike, not even that. It's not going to be a baked good. We can't be like the people who give out the baked goods.
That's true. No.
You know, or like the pastries.
We're not selling baked candy.
I mean, it's not always baked. Like, making candy requires high heat, usually.
First of all,
yeah, you don't know anything about well, I shouldn't say that.
I made marshmallows. Isn't marshmallows a kind of thing? And I had to buy a candy thermometer for that, and it goes up super high.
Rebuttal.
I knew it. Do. I absolutely knew he wouldn't have said this story unless he had made candy. And okay. I said it anyway because I'm an idiot and I got baited.
Well, we have a candy maker in our midst now.
Apparently we do.
So
at the very least, we
you're
have
the
a
expert, Josh.
We have a thermometer. Maybe you are a doctor of sorts.
So we need to work on three things here. We need like the name and visual identity of this. Like, what is our branding? We need what is the look and texture of the candy? What is the appearance? And then we also clearly need the flavor.
Okay.
Have we ever done this?
I don't think so.
No.
Never made a candy.
Here's my pitch.
All these years.
I have it ready.
All right, Mike.
What's scary about Halloween? What's like an iconic Halloween image?
Ghost. Witch.
Death.
Less letters. Fewer letters. Three letters.
Cat.
Die.
Really close. So close.
Cut.
Hag.
Blank A-T.
Bat.
Bats.
Bats. Why did you say... Okay, I got it. Bats.
So my candy is various shapes of bats. Okay. Bats flying, bats hanging upside down. That's my form.
Various shapes of bats.
Various shapes of bats.
Bats in different positions, perhaps. different. Look at this differently shaped bat.
Bats doing different things. You're right. Bats in various bat-like positions doing their bat activities.
Oh, God.
Using sonar, eating mosquitoes. We have one that's just like a radar screen.
Okay.
But out of chocolate.
One of our patterns is a bat eating mosquitoes.
They're doing all the classic bat things.
It's disgusting.
You know and love.
What kind of chocolate?
It's kind of like the leathery skin of a bat's wing.
Okay.
It's the texture we're going for. Yeah.
When?
Probably. I don't know. Petting zoo?
What
Do
petting?
Bats?
Dude. Okay. I need to take a legit eyes closed pause for a second. Josh, you go ahead.
I don't know what.
First, I think I've touched a bat at some point.
I know that there might be bats in petting zoos, but the fact is, Mike doesn't know that.
Right.
And the way he told me that he pet a bat in a petting zoo, and that's how he found out about the leathery.
I mean,
texture.
I've seen a bat's wing.
Where?
It looks leathery in photos.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's like a generally understood fact about bats.
That's how they fly.
Sorry, I didn't know
leather.
That. Is that why Batman wears all leather?
Yeah.
Probably.
Really?
I don't know that's true, but I think they are leathery. I don't think Mike's wrong on that. I do think he's wrong that he touched one in a fucking petting zoo, though.
Well, who knows where I touched it.
I don't think you're... Anyway, go on.
So it's leathery like a bat's wing, but inside, caramel.
Okay.
Like a bat's...
Guts?
Fur.
Oh. What?
They're like a brown bat.
This is awful.
Yeah.
Does it taste good?
We call it... Yeah, it tastes great.
So it's just chocolate and caramel?
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, you know what? I'm pivoting.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If you say you're adding nougat, it's going to be a pretty expected zing.
I'm not pivoting to nougat. I knew you would think that. I'm pivoting to candy for dogs.
Oh. Dog candy? Okay.
You know those pig ears?
No, this is genius. Yeah. No, what are the pig ears?
They're... Pig's ears.
Oh, gross.
Dogs eat them. And they're like hard. So instead of that, we do bat wings, but like not real bats because that sounds really sad that we just tear the wings off of bats. So, we make fake bat wings.
Out of what?
Plants.
This is,
I don't want to make bat wings out of pig's ears. That sounds really fucked up.
This is I am having a very difficult time keeping all of the details of this idea together.
Also, Mike, I don't even know if this is a get-rich-slow scheme because I don't know that dog candy sells crazy good at any time of year.
You know what? I have to be totally honest with you. I don't know how well-developed the dog candy market is.
There might not be anyone in this space yet.
I bet you people would buy their dog's candy.
Me too.
Halloween candy for your dogs. I like it.
It's a just, real bat's wing.
Mike, like, can we not? I don't know. I don't want to.
It's a tough sell.
I don't want to clip bat's wings.
Yeah, I don't want to either.
And feed them to dogs.
We can make them out of Soylent and sort of just mold them into the shape of a bat's wing with some black food color.
Look. Josh.
Uh-huh.
you and I have been boot camp trained to think of the customer, right?
Sure. Always first.
Yeah. So before we go ahead and start packaging black Soylent, what do you think the dogs would like? What do dogs enjoy as a treat? Is there any food in the world? Is there anything artificial or sweet? Wait, am I coming up with the jingle?
I think you're working on it. I don't know. One nice thing is that we wouldn't need to worry about coloring. Candy is always colorful, but doesn't help dogs at all.
Candy's... Are you
okay? Have you black been, and white candy.
Have you been to the school of Mike recently? wait, are you saying dogs are... Wait, is this true? This might be another animal fact I don't know. All dogs are colorblind?
Yeah.
I think that's generally understood.
Yeah. Again,
I don't know if it's actually true.
This
that's
might have
thing.
All been in the same 30-minute like school special that I missed in one day that you guys have picked up all these animal facts.
You'll see it in cartoons when it takes the perspective of a dog.
How about this? I have an idea. We can use existing market research. What YouTube videos or America's funniest home videos are there of dogs just like leaping onto tables and eating something that they're forbidden to like have? We'll
spaghetti.
Make something like...
Oh my God, spaghetti and like eating all the noodles super quickly, like slurping
Ooh.
Them up.
Yes, there's a long history of dogs eating spaghetti.
Again, this seems like a third insane fact that you guys are making up. So
Lady and the Tramp?
Look, I have to... Okay, that's true. That's true.
Dogs are into this.
The cartoon said it, so it must be true. Can we make candy spaghetti? Candy spaghetti for dogs sounds like a concept.
I think this is a thing.
That's true.
What do we make it out of?
No, we shouldn't make actual
I don't
spaghetti.
Think they should
yeah, let's
spaghetti.
Let's stop short of that. Okay, so we have a fourth
cats?
Factor. No,
no,
Mike.
Don't make it out of cats.
Okay, so we're gonna feed them a spaghetti looking thing since they clearly have an affinity for that,
right?
Mm-hmm.
But Mike has a good point. What does it taste like?
Zoodles. They could zucchini noodles.
Are you thinking from a dog's perspective?
I don't know. It should be like beef jerky.
Okay.
Yeah, beef noodles?
Like, exactly. Think about, like, Slim Jims.
Yeah, we could just... I guess
I
we could
know.
Just sort
of... I
don't
of, know. Something's missing.
Yeah, it seems fucked up.
Are we just missing the secret Halloween ingredient?
Oh, maybe, yeah. The spaghetti always has eyeballs in it. Grapes!
Wait.
Slim Jims and grapes.
No, grapes are very poisonous to dogs, I'm pretty sure.
Fuck. Shit.
I knew you at no point.
It's hard
you
not
thought,
to poison a dog, apparently.
At no point have you ever thought of the dogs. I'm just going to say that here. But I do like the idea of the eyeballs.
Yeah. Olives?
We can do classic Halloween prank, like food, but for dogs.
Okay.
And that'll be Halloween candy for dogs.
Right.
So what? There's like those eyeballs at spaghetti. What are the other ones? There's the brains gummy worms, right?
Yeah.
Just blood.
We could just
Is that? What is just the blood? What is that typically in the prank?
I don't know. Just something like red and liquidy.
I'm sure there's got to be something that dogs. You know,
I think dogs actually would like to drink blood.
It seems. Mike, I honestly didn't know this before we started recording this podcast, but you are the most dangerous man in the world when it comes to dogs.
When it comes to dogs.
You should not be near them.
I don't... That's not a good reputation.
Listen to what you've said.
I need to backtrack here.
When you listen back to this episode...
I'm not
going to
feed any of my dogs past, present, or future blood.
Okay.
If it wasn't for this podcast, would you have, like, known
I probably never would have needed to say it, but... I probably would have bought it at some point.
If a bat crashed into your living room when you were 55 years old, died natural causes, wing happened to clip off directly onto your barbecue, to a
this
perfect
is
black
so
leather,
fortuitous.
And like there's no bones in the wing, I hope. I don't know. Probably are bones.
I think they're,
Let's say the bones have been like scraped.
Deboned.
Deboned.
Okay.
This is a genetic like anomaly.
Wow.
You go out there, you're telling me you like grab that, and you just toss it to your dog?
Well, it's already been grilled. I mean, yes. It's how fortuitous is that? We've already talked about this. 33 years. No, wait. How old am I? 23 years later.
Yeah.
I'm sitting in my living room
on
my lazy boy.
Okay, so you would have only done it because we had this conversation.
Yeah.
So
time is a flat circle and so forth.
No. That's what I'm saying. That just would have happened in a linear timeline. Oh, God. Josh, you wouldn't feed bats to dogs, right?
I would not feed bats to dogs. No, I don't think so.
Thank God. I just needed to hear someone say it. Like, I feel like I'm insane this whole segment.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Or cats?
I think that my cat would like to try and catch a bat.
There's some synergy here. I'm hearing it. You guys hearing this?
Yeah, like a bat, a live bat is like the ultimate cat toy.
Oh, you know what? Before we finish the candy segment, I do have a candy. What's it's not an FYI. What's the thing when you want people to
APB?
No, I'm not.
Like, keep a lookout for this candy?
No, here. It's just a piece of information that has been passed on from a friend of mine where he said, you know, it's funny. People, I'm a big fan of Reese. It's recently been rebranded Reese's Take Five. It used to just be Take Five.
Oh,
and it used to be green and really? Black, and now it's orange. Like, and the Reese's has taken over,
mm-hmm.
You know, on account of being the champ and all that.
Wow.
But I was talking to my friend about this, and he goes, yeah, you know, like the name of those peanut butter cups, Reese's, like it says there, it's like a man named Reese or a woman named Reese.
It's his
apostrophe
cups.
S. Yeah, yeah, right? So Reese's. And he goes, and the funny thing about like when they came out with the next candy was people made the wrong joke. So like it's supposed to be Reese's Pieces and everyone says Reese's Pieces. So people say both words wrong. And like they just make their own joke.
Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, right? Like,
huh.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Anyway, I just wanted to say something that was a little less fucking insane than what we've been talking about for the last few minutes.
We should just end the show then.
No, let's keep going.
All right. Last weekend, I had the ultimate spa experience.
Ooh.
Yes.
Was it really moist? It sounded like you just had a lot of liquid in your mouth while you were talking, Mike.
Did it?
Ew,
well, dude. It was like super moist. So
everyone knows that's one of those don't say words.
Liquid in the mouth?
No, that's a don't say phrase.
Yeah, it was moist as hell, Josh. Thanks for asking.
Okay.
It was at this place, which I learned. So it's spelled A-I-R-E.
Air.
Yeah.
Ire.
Right? That's what I've been thinking. We Ire. Walk in. Welcome to Ire.
Oh, I know. It was
Ire. Ire. Ancient baths.
Oh.
Ancient baths.
The ancient baths.
Did you get a Groupon?
No. Amanda got me a Christmas present.
Oh. Did she
I know.
Get a Groupon?
No. It was just a regular.
What's wrong?
Well, it wasn't. There was no coupon.
You don't like Groupons?
They didn't have a Groupon for this one.
All right.
Was it a couples thing?
It was a couples thing.
Nice.
So the concept is it's sort of like an ancient bathhouse, I guess, in the Roman style.
Okay.
You go into the locker room. They give you a robe, and you have your bathing suit on and some slippers that you can never take off. And
what do you
never?
Mean?
Well, they're like these neoprene sleeves that go over your feet, and they stay on your feet at all times.
Socks?
That's weird.
Well, kind of, but loose socks.
Loose socks?
Like moccasins made of neoprene.
Okay.
What?
It doesn't seem very luxurious.
Well, so it is luxurious.
You can't just say it's luxurious and that makes it so.
No, you know what? We are being too... it sounds like you and I need the spa experience.
So we're in a West Loop warehouse. The West Loop is a former industrial district, now a loft area, a very hip area of the
gentrified.
City.
Gentrified.
Yes, we're in the basement now.
Yeah, don't you feel like it's people trying to make like a little Brooklyn in Chicago,
yes,
but it's
definitely.
Like not fitting
yeah,
okay. quite right.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
like that.
I think I'm picturing it perfectly, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No disrespect, but...
No,
you know,
but that's
it's just
what
a little.
Is.
It's a little newer than the rest of Chicago, and you
yeah.
can tell.
Mm-hmm. So you go downstairs, and then you're like, you just enter this world of relaxation.
Oh.
Everything. So to contradict that point, I will tell you that the... bath scenes in John Wick 1 were shot there.
Oh,
where Theon
cool.
Greyjoy.
Yeah.
Thank
God
so,
I saw that movie.
Picture that.
All
That's
right,
where
cool.
I was.
That's awesome.
That place is huge.
Right?
That was in Chicago?
Yeah, it was massive.
No way.
Yeah, so...
Hey, when did you see John Wick?
I saw John Wick, I don't know, a couple years ago.
Yeah, same.
Wow. Yeah, I'm late on the John Wick train.
Have you seen John Wick?
The first and a half.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You got a half and a another one to go.
Sure do.
Well, Mike, did you get like the urge to kick the shit out of people?
No, so I didn't know this until after, but boy, would I have been inspired if I knew that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That would have been great. I wouldn't have kicked anyone, but I just would have pictured it. But they had so much stuff, like all these different kinds of pools. Like one was the same salinity as the Dead Sea, so you'd float in there.
Oh, cool. I've been there. I went to the Dead Sea once.
Did you float?
Yeah, I was a kid. It's really salty, dude. Don't put your fucking
face in. Yeah, no, it hurt my body. Yeah. Like,
did you put your face in?
Yeah, I did.
Mike?
Yep. The lips.
It's so salty.
I know. It really hurts.
I did it as a child.
Well, if you have chapped lips at all, boom.
Oh, no.
And you have, like...
Anyway, it was relaxing. It was super relaxing.
Okay.
There was one part where there was this hot tub, and then you swim under this little plastic window, and all of a sudden you're outside, but you're in this secluded, like, totally private little hot tub with a big waterfall, and it's so... But it's February. No, it's January.
Yes.
So it's so cold that, like... The entire thing is steam, and you can't see even like 2 feet in front of you.
Wow.
You're just in this magic place where there's no time. They have people who walk around on the hour just ringing a bell, and they'll, like, no matter where you are, they just, like, open the little door, and they just ring a bell real quick and then leave.
What's a signal?
The hour, like 5 p.m., but you don't know.
Oh, my God.
You just have to have... been there for the previous hours.
Wow. Okay, you could be there forever?
You can. No, so it's time slots, so they only let a certain amount of people in per time slot.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay.
And you have to leave when your time slot is done, I assume?
You have to leave when your time slot is done. Yes.
Okay. How do they collect you?
They don't really. It's just sort of an honor system, I think. Yeah, like we just kind of knew it was about time. Also, like, it's moist as hell. We were right. So broony. Like, at some point, you're just done. You don't need more than 3 hours.
Sure, sure.
But it was just, like, everything I ever wanted.
Wow.
In a spa experience. You know how important that is to me.
Yeah.
What a wonderful
gift. I love
gift.
Spas. I know.
That's so nice.
I know. It was so nice. And she was there, and it was just the best.
Do you feel like a new man?
I do. I have so much, like, I have new things to aim for in my home spa aspirations.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You took that learning quite literally. Okay,
I did. I'm bringing some lessons home. But I would like to ask you, instead of IRAE ancient baths, what is, like, your standard setting experience? What is the thing you've done that's just like, this is what this is? This is what spa is to me now.
Does it have to be a spa?
No. Just no your spa. Your standard setting experience.
Okay. Have you recently been employed by the mob? This is what this is. All right, Joe Pesci Jr. All right,
this is what...
No. It's from The Irishman.
Every
he
time
says
I
it a
try.
Lot, he says it Jesus. A lot more quietly.
I've never seen that.
You should. Well, don't... I hate that word. You. I'm joking. It was the should. Okay, let's see here. What sets the benchmark for that experience?
Yeah. What's your ultimate benchmark setting thing?
Well, it's always been one thing, but if Josh has one, he can go first.
No, go ahead.
It's like one of the highlights of my life. You were there, Mike. It was game six.
Yes.
Bulls Celtics, 2009, round one. United Center was it's the loudest place I've ever been in my life. And I was also at the place, I was in the... What is the name of the Seattle football stadium? The Clink.
CenturyLink, yeah. Yes.
I was there when they broke the Guinness World Record for loudest stadium.
Oh, yeah.
But I stand by my fucking ears. That United Center, it shook. It was insane. It went to triple overtime.
Me too.
You are a fact witness. Like,
yep.
It was.
So was my mom.
So was your mom. So was Brian. It was the highlight sports experience that I think is like the only thing. Was like if they won a championship or something, but honestly, it felt like that.
This game, yeah.
Yeah, it felt like all of us won.
Something special happened that game in the arena with the other people around and stuff.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable. Thanks again.
Hey.
That was the greatest
gift.
That was
my
a
mom.
Gift too. Yeah, I thanked her every year since.
Me too.
Yeah, it was the best gift. It's crazy.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mrs. Bogard.
So I have a slightly different way to go about answering this.
Okay. You could set bad standards.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I'm doing here.
Oh.
So, I mean, this is many years ago because I haven't had a car since 2012 at this point. Wow.
Hey.
I used to let you borrow my car if you wanted.
Yeah, and that was a great car. Reliable she was.
Well, don't refer to her like that.
Her name is Reliable?
No. Her name is Carby.
Carby.
Yeah, Lauren named. But I love that car. That car is a great friend. Just turned 10.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
20, hey.
Yeah. Hi,
Carby. Happy B-Day, Carby.
I wonder if she can... Well, if I play this... It doesn't matter. That's insane. It's insane to play this recording for a car. It is insane. Okay,
dude,
go ahead.
You know you're
going to
do it.
Of course I'm going to do it.
Oh, I thought you were going to play the happy birthday song on your radio.
No. Well, I don't... It's effectively the same, isn't it? But...
Yeah, sure is. Anyway, so I had a car, and... I was getting a remote starter put in because I lived in the cold weather of New England and I wanted to be able to start it when I was still indoors.
So fancy.
Yeah.
Were you ever worried that when you pressed on from afar that the car would explode?
Yes. Like the first 6 months I had that starter, I was always a little bit worried that something would have fucked up and I wouldn't know.
It's just a button, right?
Yeah, it's just a button. I don't know. Like, it had a little screen. Like, I got a little green light that said, like, yep, it started. But I don't know. That could also mean, yes, it exploded. I don't know.
It's kind of what you're trained to think happens when you point a button at a car.
Yeah,
right? Yeah. So, anyway, I'm getting that installed, and there is, just a guy hanging around the shop. And he's like, hey, so this car doesn't have any, like, tint on the side and back windows. And I'm like, yeah, I don't really want to be one of those guys that's like driving around with like the super dark tint or whatever. And he's like, no, like this is just good. It keeps your car cool in the winter, and it adds a little bit of I don't know. I think that he also said that it helped with insulation in the winter, and he like had a deal with this other thing, so it ended up being I honestly don't remember how much it was, but I remember it being cheap. And he was like, this is what it will look like. And I'm like, okay, I like the look of that. It's not like some like souped up car thing, because that's never been what I wanted. But he's like, this is what you can get.
That's classy tint.
Wait, this dude just straight up cold sold you tinted windows?
Yes, he absolutely did.
That's amazing.
Well done.
But that's not the sketchy part. That's not the setting standard thing. You always hear these stories about like really sketchy car shops and everything. This, up until this point, was just like a regular car shop with a hard sell attached to it. What I had quickly found out, tint is measured in percent, I think it is. Like, you know, where 0% is perfectly transparent and 100 is perfectly opaque or something like that.
Okay.
And apparently, my windows didn't have 0%. They had like 2% or something. So when I went to get my car inspected, they put this little thing over the window. Like they roll it down part way and they put it. It's like a little clamp that goes on the window and it like shines light through. And it's like, okay, how tinted are your windows? And mine were like 1 or 2% past the legal limit, because he gave me like just 2% more than what like normal, you know, if you buy like a fucking car that has like semi-tinted windows in the back.
Sure.
It's a little bit worse than that.
You over-tinted your windows?
By 1%.
That's like the least strong flex ever.
So I go back to this guy and I tell him like, hey, I want you to fix this. And he goes, here's what you're going to do. This is the address. This is what you're going to go to. And they'll take care of this for you. I'll call ahead. I'll let them know you're coming. I'm like, okay, great. Now I'm going to get my windows untinted. So I go. It's not a guy that untints my windows. It is like a car inspection shop, and he just gave me a place that is
amazing.
Going to pass me even though I had over tinted windows. And
this
so this
incredible.
Worked fine.
That's
because I got
great.
My car inspected like 2 weeks after, but a year later he's nowhere to be found, so now I have to pay someone to untint my windows. I end up being like more I paid more for the untinting than I did for the tinting.
Oh.
And it was just like those car shops exist where it's just like so fucking super shady.
Damn.
Yeah.
Not that shady, apparently. Like just barely a little too shady. This is an amazing story.
Tint and switch.
I cannot believe you haven't told this story before. Wow. There's so much racing through my head.
Yeah.
I can't believe Josh accidentally took part in Boston's Underbelly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were the names? Well, you can't say the names, but like, were they classic like East Coast car shop names?
I honestly don't remember.
Was there a name that ended in a Y and then had an apostrophe S?
I don't remember.
Blankie's Car Shop.
Yeah.
No, I think he just sent me to like some random Gulf station that did car inspections, from what
Amazing.
I remember.
And the guy you talked to, was he surly?
He was a little surly. I wouldn't say that he fits the stereotypical like car shop mechanic look, though. But yeah, he was a little surly.
That's great. I had a positive car shop experience recently, but now like I don't want to say that since Josh just but Josh, what was your... All I was going to say, 2 seconds real quick. I love when you go into a local car shop, like not one of those franchise car shops, and it's just like the sketchiest place ever every single time. and then you... This was the first time ever I negotiated a cash deal instead.
Wow.
Of like making the payment on something, and I felt really good about that. I felt old school, but I didn't get sent to a second location. Honestly, I thought, Josh, you were about to get murdered. And I've been talking to you every week for years.
You never go to a second location.
I thought you were going to die. That's someone's stand-up bit. I thought you were going to die in this story, and I'm very happy you've survived.
Well, good. Thanks.
I can't believe you went to the second place. What do you mean he doesn't know how to untint windows? Josh, you just tinted your windows. This is the tinting expert.
I don't know. I figured maybe it requires special equipment or something. I don't know. They probably got to like...
That he wouldn't have? That this guy wouldn't have?
Maybe. I don't know.
Hey, Mike, you don't have like a whistle around anywhere, do you?
Like a referee whistle kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Damn.
Sorry.
Josh?
Oh!
No. I mean, I can like... We have already documented my stellar whistling skills. Like,
no,
I
no, that's... Oh, true. Is there any way... No, God, that's... Well, actually, pretty good. Almost referee whistle. Anyway, I'm all up, like... I got whistles just ringing through my head.
Interesting.
I went to a high school wrestling tournament yesterday.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Da-da-da-da. And just so everyone knows that I'm not, like, a creepy guy who just goes to random high school wrestling tournaments, my friend was a coach of one of the teams that was there.
Nice.
Shout out to their high school. I don't think we should say their high school because it's kids. Shout out to that high school. They got fourth place in a tournament of like 15 schools.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
It was awesome.
Go them.
It was great. And
I
like,
feel like you can shout out the school.
I'm nervous. I don't know why. I feel like anything with kids, I just don't want to say anything anymore because like kids are not like, it's just not fun to talk about them anymore because of the handful of creeps that are there. Like, we can't enjoy it anymore.
I feel like you also have given enough identifying information that if you looked up high school wrestling tournaments in the Chicago area, which one got fourth place on a tournament that happened within the last week?
This is exactly the kind of creep I'm trying to avoid. So I'm not going to give any more details because clearly there are people out there who can piece these things together. Nonetheless, it got me thinking about wrestling.
Yeah.
Wrestling.
Of course, it would.
You know, the moves like
you
that.
You saw a lot of wrestling.
And all the coaches, they're always screaming. They're like, snap! Snap that arm down!
That's what they say?
It. And then like, go! Get his leg! Hook
shoot,
his leg!
Shoot!
Walk towards me! Walk it back towards me! That's when your kid is on the ground and you're trying to get his ass up. It's like, walk! And these kids, they're all freshmen, but some of them were like definitely larger than me.
Yeah.
It's like, now the 160-pound semifinal.
Sure, sure.
And like some 12-year-old gets up there and he's just like ripped. Yeah, it was... I'm glad I don't have to fight any children.
Me too.
They would whoop my
ass. They're so big these days.
Yeah. Even the little ones are just so feisty.
Yeah.
Like, you know they would bite you. It's like that
so
kind
so much
of
energy,
thing.
Yeah.
Like that. Have you seen someone who's under 100 pounds recently, like a child?
I don't know.
Imagine them just like in five wrestling mats along a vertical row, just like going, not vertical. It looked vertical to me based
on
what
I was, but just fucking going at each
going
other.
Going at it.
Ah!
Yeah.
Here's my instead of.
Okay.
Okay.
Instead of these freshman children battling each other to determine who is warrior supreme, I would like you to imagine a wrestling match between the two of you.
Me and Josh.
Oh, Mike versus Josh, high school wrestling.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we got to wear those like leotard things.
They're singlets.
Singlets, yes.
Do we have the earmuffs?
They're not.
What are those things?
God, okay, both of you. This is going to be a great fight. headgear.
Headgear.
Yeah, you have headgear. Sure. You have a cup on. Yeah. You have wrestling shoes. Cool. You're ready to fight.
We're ready to fight each other.
Well, before we go into the ring.
Not a ring. It's just a flat mat.
Before we go into the mat, aren't there like things that you're supposed to do? Like, don't people like spit a lot to like either lose weight or like eat raw eggs? Isn't that a thing?
Yeah, look, we're skipping.
We've already made weight.
All of your training, everything is in the past. You've both made it to a final. It's the two of you.
Oh, it's the finals?
You're each representing your high school.
Okay.
Okay.
We could say our high school. Can we say our high
school? Yeah, our high school.
We're not children. Those creeps, if they come after us, we could just punch them in the face.
I don't care. Who knows what high school I went to?
Yeah.
Holliston High School, baby.
Versus?
Naperville North Huskies.
What was your mascot, Josh?
The Panthers.
Oh, that's cooler. That's like bigger and stronger than
Mike,
the Husky.
It's head games already. Okay, so walk me through your fight. But before you do that, tell me who is also in your coaching corner.
Coaching corner.
Someone who's like screaming these intimidations.
I got Tappin. I got my buddy Tappin.
Me? Ooh. No, I can't be in this, man.
Bad call.
What? No. Okay, look. It's unbelievably insulting. And like, it really gets me fired up. I know. I told you a year of patience. I can't be in this fight. I'm obviously biased. I'm either the ref or no one, and I don't want to be the ref. Those guys, you just got to watch children fighting all day. It's fucking weird.
Okay, okay. Who do I want? I am going to get...
Has to be someone you know.
Can it be someone that like I met, even if we don't know each other very well?
No.
Well, fuck, I was going to have Daniel Bryan.
pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's gonna like keep me pumped up? Like pumped up.
Yeah, that's part. And like maybe even
is that your main strategy? Pump.
So, yeah. Dude, you're giving away your strategy.
Okay. But
are you gonna? Well, I'm not gonna say anything. I just want to see this fight happen. So pick your coaches, and then tell me when you picked your coaches, and I'll just get the fight started.
Okay.
And each of you gets a move. We'll do it. We'll do a high school wrestling RPG. Each of you says your move out loud.
Turn based. Okay. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, perfect. I think that I would want listener of the show Troy, because Troy.
Boo. Oh wow!
Because Troy has a way of being condescending to me in a way that makes me want to outperform and prove him wrong.
Interesting. Okay, so you're going to use his motivation is like it's a reverse motivation almost.
Yes, exactly.
He's an old school football coach.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, so Troy's your coach. Yeah. Mike, what about you?
I'm going with Ryan.
Oh, shit, good choice. But I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about this, if it's like out of turn. I am 100% sure that you're ducking him in our group thread right now because he smacked you down.
He did.
Wait, what happened?
I saw that.
We can't say it. It's like there's some sanctity of the group thread stuff, but it was, in my opinion, the most vicious blow ever thrown. And like
it was.
You've been silent.
It was a hard move.
You've been radio silent.
Well, I did see it until a few hours later. Then another thing had already been said, and I don't know.
How did you react?
I laughed pretty hard. It was a hard move. It was a hard four-letter word.
Yeah. But it is the kind of, like, character that you want out of your coach.
It is. That's why I picked him.
So we have similar coaches, then, with similar styles, maybe?
Honestly, I didn't know Ryan had that in him. He's been my tent mate. He's been my constant companion.
It was such a, like, bam!
Yeah. Over, like, the last 18 years, I've known this man.
Amazing.
Didn't know he could call me that.
Wonderful.
So I really respect that. I think he's got my back in this wrestling match. Also, he is a wrestling coach and a former wrestler.
Huge.
So I feel like he knows what he's doing.
Okay, well, ready? Ryan and Troy are the coaches. Mike versus Josh, will you guys shake hands?
No.
No, you have to.
I refuse.
He said no. 3, 2, 1, wrestle. Mike gets the first move.
I'm giving you a pile driver.
No, what? Oh, fuck.
What?
Hell. Okay, wait, stop. Hey, guys, I know I'm not supposed to ref this. Josh, high school wrestling, not like wrestling. You can't give him a pile driver.
Well, is that an illegal move?
Yeah.
Yeah, it has to. You can't drop
him. Yeah, you can't do that.
Come on.
What are the rules? Tell me the rules.
You don't know the rules? You just stepped into
Think Greco-Roman.
Yeah, just think about like the...
Okay, no clothes.
Okay, Mike, first move. You get to go. No. You've been... That spa has
You're
thrown
stripping
you...
stripping off?
Step one, clothes off. That's my first move.
No one is getting naked
We're
in
not
high
in high school.
I'm intimidated right now. This is working.
Okay, so it's a naked... Oh, God.
Well, Josh might leave his clothes on. I'm not sure.
What do you think Ryan has
What's
to say
move?
About this?
Well, I think Ryan would be down.
With you, oh, fine. Okay, so it's a shock strategy.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Josh, your
Josh,
move.
Now your move.
I would say something like, feeling a little cocky, aren't you? And then Troy would groan audibly from the sides.
I'd be like, yep.
Wait, Josh, so you're for your RPG move, you're just going to say words? You're not going to take any action?
He's chosen a verbal response.
Well, for that one. Yeah.
Okay. Mike, now it's just, so far no one has inflicted any damage on anyone.
Not yet.
It's just Mike naked and Josh disappointing his coach.
Okay, so far, my next move is, so now I know I've gotten in Josh's head because I've forced a lame pun. That was my strategy. Now... I jump up on the ropes. Wait,
what
no ropes?
No ropes.
Look, okay.
You know what wrestling is.
I've been. Okay, I don't jump up on the ropes. I start pacing the circle.
Oh, you do.
The
like
outside
the,
of the circle. I start pacing
like the shark,
like a tiger. Yeah.
Or do tigers?
And I never turn my back on him because you can't do
okay.
that.
Well, I clarification question, rules question. If somebody gets pushed outside of that circle, they just lose, right?
That's
no,
different.
You get brought back. This isn't sumo.
That's sumo. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Man, okay.
So I'm just pacing and I'm, you know, har, har.
All right. That's move.
Yeah.
That's the move. Mike is circling growling you and growling. Or rather, okay. He has forced circular movement and is now growling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I am going to take Mike's singlet and I'm going to fashion it into a lasso.
Wow. Pretty fucking powerful move. Okay.
Yeah.
So because he was turning, because you forced the turn, he was able to pick up your singlet.
Yeah.
I imagine Ryan has a coaching.
I didn't account for the singlet, but luckily I have a coach who's experienced in this kind of thing.
Yeah. So
He's seen a lot of this.
What do you think? I don't think so. What do you think he's
He knows you? What to do. So I go, Ryan, what do you think I should do? He goes, shoot. So I run at Josh.
Wait. Okay, well, so you're running.
Yeah.
But, like, now it's my turn, right?
I've now stopped my pace. I've sprinted at you. Your turn.
No. That's not how RPGs work. Josh, he is...
My move is rush.
Yeah, exactly. His move is rush.
Yeah.
But I just realize how hard this is to do with real people. Someone has to make a determination for how effective rush was.
Josh probably gets a chance to save, you know, roll the dice.
Yeah.
We're basically playing Dungeons and Dragons at this point.
Now I need to know.
Josh needs to roll.
Okay, Josh, how do you respond to him
rushing saving throw?
To you?
So I step to the side, but I kind of toss up the lasso as I do it. So I'm attempting to have it come down on top of him so that I can like hold him, binding his arms to his sides. Like I'll just kind of pull tight as it falls down.
Okay. Honestly, the most confusing description of how a lasso works that I've ever heard. I suppose most of the time I see it visually, but
yeah. Well, I mean, like, I don't just want it to be around his neck. I don't want to choke him out. I want to like bind his arms to his sides. That's my goal here.
Let's say that happens.
It works.
Mike rushes you. You move to the side. You lasso directly vertically for some reason, and Mike's arms are tied.
I've been lassoed by my own singlet.
My
arms are tied to my body.
Yeah,
but. So that makes me fall. I fall on top of you.
Why does that make you fall? Is it still holding the lasso? Oh, yeah.
I've lost my balance now.
Well, that's a point.
Yeah.
Takedown.
I've fallen on top of you, and I'm naked.
How can you have... Oh, God. Okay. Is that a pin?
Well...
Josh, how do you respond to that?
Are you willing to touch me?
Yeah, I'll touch you. I mean, now how do I flip around and... I don't know, wrestling moves?
You can just say it.
Yeah, I mean...
Okay, so I try and weasel out from underneath you.
But remember, I can only use my legs, and boy, am I using them. And I'm naked as hell.
Oh, my God.
My arms are tied, and I'm working like hell to stay on
this
top of you.
This is horrible. Josh can get out of this.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm going to try and swing around and do, like, a big move. Because I feel like if I get on top of you, there's not much that you can do since you can't use your arms to steady yourself.
That's true. I'm sort of
this question? It's so easy to visualize, and that really bothers me. Okay, so, Mike, I have to... Like, you're going to hate this. If Josh is sitting atop you.
Yes.
And your arms are pinned to your sides.
This is a good assessment of where I'm at.
Mike, you can't move your shoulders. He pinned you. It's over. He won.
I can move my hips.
Yeah. Do your hips have to be down?
No. So
Okay, let's.
But I can utilize my hips to sort of generate some torque.
Okay, Mike is not giving
torso.
Up. If I wasn't in the same
Don't
room
forget.
As him, yeah, I wouldn't. I would. He's showing me how he would. Manage.
I'm naked as hell.
Yeah, yeah, got it.
And I got hips for days.
Is it just thrusting? Is that what you're doing?
Okay, no. He's like pivoting.
Yeah,
on his
I'm,
hips.
Yeah, I'm.
So
I'm
his
thrust,
shoulder.
I mean,
is
don't get me wrong. I'm thrusting.
Him. It's like okay. if he were
at an angle.
Yeah, he's just trying to kind of move his whole body
I'm
over.
Some torsion in my torso.
Okay, so fine. You've convinced me that you're not pinned. So what happens now?
Now, well, I must be getting really tired. I mean, how long are there rounds?
Well, I mean,
Ryan,
you can
what do I do?
Yeah.
And he goes, don't give up, Mike. I love you.
All right. Does that encouragement make you do anything?
It helps because we've been, you know.
You know what? I'll grant you this. Somehow you slither out.
Okay.
You're out from underneath Josh.
I slither out.
But you both have a takedown
I'm
on your
so
record.
I'm so sweaty now.
So it's tied still.
Okay.
Josh, one last thing Troy can tell you. Mike, one last thing Ryan can tell you. And then say the coach's advice, and then I'll count down from 3 to 1 because this is how this RPG works.
Okay.
And then you both say your move at the same time. Okay? So first just say your coach's advice.
Okay.
Okay. So, well... I look over to Troy for advice, and he's playing Nintendo Switch. He wasn't even paying attention.
Oh, Troy does not like you.
Jeez. How does that make you feel? Does that fire you up?
That fires me up because it's like when you say, watch my dive, and then they don't watch your dive, and you want that dive to have been your best possible dive, so they miss it, and you're like, oh, you should have been watching me. I was telling you.
Can I ask you something, Josh?
Yeah, what's up?
Didn't you dive as like a high school athlete?
No.
Okay, you were a swimmer though, right?
I swam, but never like competitively or anything.
So none of this is coming from your personal experience. Okay, go ahead.
No, Troy has never seen me swim.
Yeah,
as far as I know, Troy is
the inner demon. You're right. Mike, yeah. What about you?
Okay, so Josh sort of gets the tough love treatment.
Or like the childhood trauma treatment.
Or that. I think I look to my corner and I look to Ryan and I just see that look in his eyes. He's like, I love you, buddy.
God, you are really pushing for Ryan's love. I feel like he has bitch-slapped you into, like, obedience all of a sudden.
And you're naked. Like, he's looking at you naked and telling you he loves you?
Well, that's the kind of power we need to overcome.
Ryan has really won this this rivalry thing. I think it's dead and buried at this point. God, you said Theon earlier. What was his name later?
Reek? I'm not Reek. No.
You're right. You're as evidenced by your nudity, all your parts.
Oh, man.
Expectedly still there, I imagine.
Yeah, no. I'm
yeah,
fully
it's fine. It's
intact.
Fine.
Our strategy is to sort of counter Josh's tough love coach and be like, actually, it's love that wins.
Okay.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
So this is really an ideological battle.
Right.
All right. Yeah. Much like Star Wars.
Much like Star Wars.
All right. Okay, so I'm going to count down from 3 to 1. And after I say 1, both of you say your move at the same time. It has to be your final move.
Okay.
Like
okay.
a Mortal Kombat fatality.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1.
Take
fist down your throat and rip your spine out. Oh, jeez. You're going to take a dive?
Wow, he avoided it. Unbelievable, dude.
Holy shit.
Well, I was just thinking about people not watching my dive, and it just got me, like, I wanted him to, like, I wanted to prove him wrong for not watching my best dive ever.
Oh.
Now, when you say take a dive.
I just mean, like, I'm going to leap forward and, like, somersault.
Physically dive.
Yeah, okay,
oh,
just checking.
My God, he dodges spine rip. I thought he metaphorically dove into my spine rip.
That's what you thought. You didn't. Don't you know taking a dive is like a thing in fighting? Okay, that's fine. All right. Mike, I can only... No, dude, I got to make a call. I got to make a call. If you threw spine ripping out force into your attack,
uh-huh.
and Josh, like, dove... I'm guessing it's entirely possible, depending on whichever corner mm-hmm. you were punching towards, that since you missed Josh,
yeah.
you knocked out one of the coaches.
Oh.
Or sorry, you killed one My of own, the coaches.
I killed Ryan?
Or you killed Troy.
I think Troy is probably the more likely to be killed because Ryan was paying close attention because he loved you.
He would have had your back. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
right,
true.
Right, right, right. Yeah, so you yes, the fight is now over as you have brutally murdered Josh's friend Troy.
Oh, God.
In a high school mm-hmm. gym.
Yeah.
Well.
Wow. You got to call that. I don't know who you call it for, though. You know?
Me.
I can't.
I'm the only one who hit somebody.
That's true.
Wow.
Good job, bud.
Boom.
Holy shit, dude. This was revenge for Josh. Josh planned this.
Oh.
This is premeditated.
That was...
It's because he was so mean. It's because Troy was so mean to him. Oh, my God.
I think he literally told me, fuck right off after listening to last week's episode.
Wow. And now you've gotten Mike to do your dirty work for you. Beautiful. Josh wins the wrestling match.
Boom.
Josh wins.
Sarsaparilla.
Oh, wow.
Sarsaparilla.
You sound legit drunk on sarsaparilla.
So that's what I thought.
Pretty good.
It turns out I love sarsaparilla.
What is
nice.
It?
I looked it up today because I had tea with sarsaparilla root in it.
Like, is it like wheatgrass?
What yeah. kind of life are you living recently, by the
a
way?
A detox tea sort of life.
What? I got some... tea with what'd you say?
Sarsaparilla root,
right?
But apparently that's what's in root beer.
Oh,
I think
that's what sarsaparilla is.
I think so.
Root
it's
beer.
It's one of the main root beer things.
You had root beer tea.
Root beer tea.
Is that good?
Delicious.
All right, I'll believe you.
You guys, Barks or Dads, guys?
Mug.
Mug.